Mites and Mites podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy Mike Eagle is there as well. Tights and Mites podcast. Tights and
Welcome, everyone, to this special bonus episode of Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined, as always, by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, Danielle Radford.
Oh, hello.
Hello. And Mike Eagle.
Hi, I'm here, too.
Thank goodness.
I'm
here. So glad you made it.
I am, too, because I almost didn't.
It was touch and go.
Yeah, my car broke down.
And then you're here.
Oh!
It really did.
And now you're driving the biggest, you're driving Steve Austin's truck. It is the biggest truck I've ever seen.
It didn't come with Steve Austin, though. It just came with a big empty pickup in the back. It was really bad.
So lonely. It's like the inside of John Cena, just empty.
It is.
Empty. Just missing.
Yeah.
Sorry, if you've ever seen Totes Bells, he has a lot of rules. And we're always making fun of those rules.
You know, we'll throw out everything that's on the script and just talk about that. In the 1980s, when WWF had a firm chokehold on the mainstream of professional wrestling, another smaller promotion rose up on the West Coast. It was called GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and it featured a roster made up entirely of women. It was a short-lived production, but still holds a special place in the hearts of everyone who got to see it. Now Netflix is dramatizing that time with the promotion with a brand new show of the same title. It'll begin streaming on June 23rd. Set your calendars. Here's a little listen to what you can expect.
Hello, ladies. I'm Sam Sylvia, and this is GLOW.
Sorry, what's GLOW?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Are you hiring actors to play wrestlers, or are we the wrestlers?
Go! Yes.
Woo! Christ. Fucking actresses.
Okay.
Joining us now are two of the stars from the show, Rebecca Johnson.
Hi.
And Kimmy Gatewood.
The biggest stars.
That's right.
The biggest stars. What was it like working with all those no-names? Do you even remember
all those ham and eggers?
How did you land Kimmy Gatewood and Rebecca Johnson?
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Well, we have inside. Now, Mike knows Kimmy.
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. We've done a couple shows together with Mr. Paul F. Tompkins.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know Paul Tompkins as well from the Thrilling Adventure Hour, which is how I met Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
But Kimmy and I... I'm just going to talk about this.
Daniel
we
Dolan,
went to
Daniel
Syracuse Dolan. University together.
We knew each other as like 19-year-olds.
Yes.
Wow. And only
now
2 years ago.
23.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
And now we're 20. Isn't that amazing?
All right, my math is off.
4 years ago.
4 years ago, we finally graduated.
Yeah.
You don't age until you get your college degree, kids. If you want to stay young forever, don't go to college.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that.
I didn't graduate from college, and I'm going to look like this forever.
Yeah.
I am actually 80. So. Wow.
All right.
But anyway, I love that one of my college buddies, who is always so funny and talented, is now not only in the studio with me, but is in an awesome television show about a thing I love.
Yes.
So both of us, tell us about your characters on the show.
Well, we'll tell you as much as we can before, like,
no spoilers.
NDAs.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
NDAs.
I play Spider-Man.
I'm actually Wonder Woman. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Gal Gadot.
So we play best friends, which, I mean, we play best friends on TV, but we're actually real life best friends.
How the hell did you pull that one off?
I know. It's the greatest story of all time. I can't believe it really happened.
This is the greatest story of all time. It's when the TV movie is made of our lives. Oh. I hope we get to star
I hope
in
we're
it.
Played by younger, hotter people.
Yeah.
How do we make this a scene in it? We gotta make something important happen right now.
We play Stacey Beswick and Dawn Rivica, which we kept saying our own names wrong when we first did the show.
Yeah.
I kept saying, my name is Stacey Beswick, and they're like, cut.
And I was like, I'm Dawn Rivica. And this was while we were shooting, like when our characters introduce ourselves. They were like, that's not how your names are said.
It's funny though, because those lines got cut from
the show. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But, well, Kimmy and I were in a comedy group together for 10 years, and so we actually auditioned together. They wanted a comedy duo to play these specific parts. These two best friends, they wanted a comedy duo to play them, and so we had to do a lot of improv and writing.
The thing is that I was about to fly to New York the next week, and just like, I was like, I think I'm done with acting, you know, I'm just gonna like become like a behind the scenes, you know, person, director, producer, and then we got this call, and they're like, do you guys want to go in together to, you know, for the Jenji Cohen's new show about GLOW, which we were both like, we fucking love GLOW. We fucking love
so
Jenji
excited.
Cohen. Yeah, like,
yes.
There's no way this is going to happen. No chance. So we put on these, like, crazy 80s jeans. We call them our mom jeans because they go, like, just, where our nipples kind of hit our stomach, you know?
Sure.
We were the least attractive women who auditioned. But somehow we still got in there. We slid right in.
I know. And they asked us back for a callback, and we were like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. 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 Show.
Super funny, hearty heart, and they're like, come in and like give us a couple of tag team characters. So that was really fun.
Just, you guys made up characters?
Yeah.
Oh, you remember any of that
awesome.
Stuff?
Yeah. We did.
We did these like pig farmers, and we wrestled pigs.
Yeah.
We did one where.
Like,
God, 80s wrestling is so good. Yes.
You could do that. There were pig farmers wrestling at the time.
Oh my God.
And then we played like two, like, you know, like Midwestern housewives. Like, it was like Betty Cracker and like Susie Ass Maker or something that.
Homewrecker.
Homewrecker. Susie Homewrecker.
Or Ass Maker.
Sure.
We make ass.
I have
just another one. We have another one
that's
now.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Once I quit my job at the Ass Factory,
just making ass all day long.
Well, when the boys came home from the war, there were no more jobs for women
Susie
making
ass.
So you guys mentioned that when you heard about the audition, you were excited because you loved GLOW.
Yeah.
So was that the wrestling that you watched as children? Did you watch WWF? Like, how into wrestling?
I watched WWF. My younger brother was into wrestling. So I watched WWF, like, when he was watching it. But then with GLOW, I used to take a piano lesson on Saturdays with this 15-year-old who was teaching me piano when I was a kid. And after the lesson, we would watch GLOW.
That's so great.
Which is just hilarious. And I remember watching it and thinking that I shouldn't be watching it. Like, it felt
how
salacious.
Old were you?
5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember Godiva, and I was like, oh, my God, she's
She's
nude on a horse. Like, I was like, I should not be
I know, I kept
this.
Thinking, what
like,
does her vagina
so
feel
much.
Like?
We never found out.
Oh, my God,
never
same.
Found out.
It's
I have
like,
no idea.
What part of the vagina is actually on the horse? Like, this is an honest question. I mean, is it in there? Is it just on the tail?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Let's get into
it. Because it's not side saddle. It's definitely not side saddle.
Because it's a bareback ride, right? You don't go like, well, I'm going to throw my vagina on this horse. I better make sure there's a saddle. You just are like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to get on the back of this horse
and
go. And
the truth of it is not that much better. Like, wearing just a thin layer of spandex isn't really helping your vag.
Right.
No. It's no shielding.
He just keeps horse hair out of there, you know?
Well, that's good. That's good.
That is good.
It's better than not having
that. That's the slogan for spandex.
Keeps
horse hair out of there.
It was originally used by cowboys.
Kimmy, what about you? Were you a GLOW fan? Were you a wrestling fan?
I liked like what every kid liked after the Saturday morning cartoons, you know, and Saved by the Bell, that stuff that was more 90s. But, you know, I was definitely into Hulk Hogan, like every kid from our generation. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't remember too much from it, but GLOW specifically, I just remember being like, is this, like, I even knew that it was kind of a mess back then, you know? You're like, I was just like, what is this exactly? But it just, like, the sketches were so, it was just so funny because I love comedy so much as a kid to see these ladies doing these sketches, like, and now I know how dirty they were rewatching them.
Yeah.
But I remember this one fight, it was Heavy Metal versus the cheerleaders.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the fight, one of the Heavy Metal sisters gets so crazy. I think it's Chainsaw. She sucks on one of the Susie Spirit's toes, and then she's just, that's how the fight ends, is just her kind of comatose sucking on a toe, and they carry both of them out in a stretcher.
Toe in mouth.
Oh my God.
In the show was crazy.
I missed that episode. I feel like I would have enjoyed that one very much.
I also was not super allowed to watch GLOW. Yeah. Well, so I don't even count it as part of my, like, when I first started watching wrestling, because it was definitely done on the sneak, and it was part of my queer awakening.
I liked it as a kid.
Tina Ferrari.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Oh, hi.
And the farmer's daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I had a big crush on her.
I liked Hollywood and Vine a ton.
Hollywood and Vine.
Bad girl. Mount Fiji.
Right?
Did y'all have any of the little toys? The little
they had
glow
toys?
I didn't have any glow toys.
Oh my God.
They had glow toys?
I didn't know they had toys.
I've seen them. There's a girl on Instagram who, like, her whole Instagram is all those toys. So
you remember, and I'm going to fuck this up because every time I keep saying it, I accidentally say the name of the soy sauce brand. But there's the, I think it's Kinikuman or something like that. So there is I'm going a long way. There is an old Japanese cartoon that's about like a bunch of wrestlers, and it was very silly and very funny. And it didn't really come over here, but the toys were super popular, and they were kind of these like squat figures.
I remember those toys.
Yeah. And so they brought those over in the U.S. and just sold them as wrestle men with like no identifying.
Yeah, they were just all like this. Yeah, I remember those guys.
And so they made some of those.
Sorry,
for
people
glow.
At home, I was doing a double bicep pose.
And I don't know if the glow ones were actually patterned after the women who worked there, because then you would have had to give women more money.
They probably didn't have that shit in their contracts.
Yeah. It's a true story. They didn't have merch in their contracts.
No.
But so they had some of those that were for women. And that was the thing, is that like you could, they were meant so you could like link them up like they and do
own
things.
Wrestle.
Yeah, but they were so tiny, like they didn't really hold weight or anything. And I had a shit ton of those, me and my sister.
That's so fun.
And sometimes
do you still
we would
have them?
No, I wish.
Oh man.
Sometimes we would put them on top of our Hot Wheels cars and like take the cars through the Hot Wheels like the Hot Wheels car wash with the real water.
So
and
a sexy lady car wash.
Yeah.
How did my mom not
sounds
know
like
that
love.
I was half a gay?
Yeah.
How did my mom not know?
That's at least a half a gay move,
that's
right?
Yeah.
At least.
She was like, all right, take those toys away.
So when they finally called you guys, and like how much did they tell you of what you'd actually have to be doing in terms of wrestling?
That we knew we'd have to wrestle. They basically said like you're gonna have to wrestle, so you have to be kind of like
nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Though
yeah,
like on
know.
A television right. show especially, you're like what?
Yeah, like how much wrestling, because I know you guys trained and all that, but mm-hmm. how much of the show is wrestling? I know you guys have like, you know, pretty star-powered actors in it, so I know it's a lot of narrative, but how much actual wrestling actually happens in the show?
The show is the personal and professional lives, so there is a lot of wrestling. It's a lot of training and a lot, you know, and then there's matches, but
it
we
kind of
for
follows,
4 weeks.
Yeah, the documentary structure in terms of, like, it's inspired by the story,
right.
So you kind of meet the girls when they all just meet themselves, so you get to follow them learning how to wrestle, so it kind of mirrored our actual real-life stories
right.
that we were like, we didn't know what the hell we were signing up for, and it was very organic, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's not like a tiny bit of narrative and then a 12-minute match. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
right.
part of the story, but part of the story is like learning how to do a move and
right.
like trying and failing and trying to do it. And so like we were trained by Chavo Guerrero, who his uncle, Mondo de Guerrero, trained the actual Glow Girls.
Oh,
which is amazing.
Wow.
So he had like
that.
Some insight on that, which
and
is
if, yeah,
incredible.
It was incredible.
And like
those Guerreros, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his uncle's in the documentary, but apparently his uncle was a little more ruthless.
Oh
with
my
the women
God.
Who were actually training, like
the
they,
first
Chavo
day,
was making sure we were like
yeah.
really safe, and you know we're not having to wrestle for 360 degrees of like actual people. It's
right,
like,
he's like wrestling for the camera,
and for extras, you know.
Okay.
But it's like. You can. It's not like having. You have to put on a true show. Like if we were to go out there, like I mean, I could do some of the moves.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like
that.
Yeah, but we did.
What move can you do to Hal?
Yeah, I'll body slam you.
What do you want to do?
If you bend.
Super. I'm so sorry for your back. I'll jump.
You just have to help
That'll
me.
Be great.
So we, but we had to do like this. We have one big. We have a couple big matches. Rebecca and I together. We are tag team, and we had to do this one fight probably like 14 times.
Wow.
Yeah,
it
you're
was.
Doing
like,
it for like 6 hours, seven
wow.
hours. So that's where it's different, is like when you're fighting for this, it's like you have to keep doing it so they get it from every angle.
Coverage, yeah.
A 20-minute fight, I realized, like if you watch any match of this, like real wrestlers on WWF or whatever, even though we are real wrestlers now, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey.
But like that is some stamina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's so intense, and it's really just like, it's a lot like improv. You're flying by the seat of your pants, you know, and you're like, we're going to try to sync up on this move, and hopefully nobody breaks their foot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now, did you guys, obviously part of the training, some of it's got to be cardio, but also you had to learn how to take bumps, right?
Yeah, all the training was like wrestling, so they didn't make us like get in shape or do crunches or anything.
In
it was
fact,
like
they
lots
were like,
of
no,
but there's like, there's always, every time I see like wrestlers being trained, yeah. it's always like the first thing they do, and maybe you guys don't have to do this because you already have the part, is they're like, you're gonna do 1,000 squats,
oh
and
my
you're
God.
Gonna do it to prove that. You're tough enough. Like, if you can do that, then you're probably going to survive the next step in training.
I'm sure that that is true if you go to, like, a wrestling camp.
Right.
But,
yeah.
but if
you
it
guys
was
don't
different,
have to...
they're like, we want you to be safe.
Yeah, they're like, we right. have to make sure your bodies are going
to
be, like,
able
in
to
shape
last.
For 4 months.
Right.
And, like, whereas, like...
A lot of stretching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. a lot of crotch stretching.
Watch your cooter. Watch your cooter.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
No horses.
You guys missed right before this. I told Danielle to watch her cooter.
It's true.
And now it's our slogan.
And now it's our slogan.
No, but we have
welcome
to
Tights and Thighs.
Like,
watch your cooter.
Like, taking bumps safely, taking front bumps, back bumps. And like,
have you guys ever tried to take a bump before?
Oh, I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I'm
no
scared.
Thanks.
I kind of want to, but I'm afraid.
You just have to be kind of relaxed. And just
no,
like
it's
flat
all about
back
your
bumps,
abs.
Take flat
it's
back like, bumps.
Yeah. Oh, I would
yeah.
die.
Yeah. I tumbled when I was a theater major.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about
tumbling.
And I used to
break dance, so I know how to roll around on the ground.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to throw myself into it.
I mean,
it.
But
it
we also
scary.
Did it on a mat. We did it on a thick mat first, and then they make it thinner and thinner and thinner until you're doing it to the wrestling
but
mat.
It is really scary the first time you do it.
I mean, yeah, and most people when they're training wrestling, especially like the first few times they take a bump, all they talk about is how much they want to quit immediately.
Yep.
Did you guys have that feeling
neck.
Too?
I didn't want to quit,
no,
but I just
because
I
we
was,
wanted the job.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on a TV show. Sure, whatever you want me to do.
Bump again, bump.
It was more scary of like, oh my God, like I'm gonna have to do this. It's gonna feel this way for 4 months. But
right.
once you learn how to do it right, you don't hurt your neck anymore.
The bump was actually not bad. The hard thing to do is actually get clotheslined into a bump.
Interesting.
Because
yeah.
of the timing of getting hit
and then
fall. And then because you're like making eye contact, trying not to get hurt. You have to fall down at the right time and take the bump. There's just something like it's really a lot of brain fuckery. You
and
know?
You have to act through all of it too.
Absolutely.
Whether you're
you
on a TV show or in the ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like? Did you guys do a lot of like punches and kick type stuff too?
We did some.
Yes, and that is
That's
also
scary.
Really scary.
Yeah.
That's the scariest.
That's
I think.
Like, what is it like the first time you know you're gonna walk into a punch? Like
yeah.
what is that like?
Well, I had to kick a wrestler who you guys probably know, Kia Stevens, who's awesome Kong and
oh.
Karma.
Yeah.
She's the only
one. Oh, that's my girl. Oh,
she's amazing.
She's incredible. And I'll tell you what.
We want that.
So the first time that we went in there, like, I didn't really know anything. I didn't know she was a wrestler. And she had these long dreads and, like, she's just, like, very intimidating. And then she's just very also shy and sweet, you know? So, and her and Chavo lock up and start beating the shit out of each other. And we're just like,
we're
what
terrified.
The fuck is that? I was like, why are you hurting her? Why are you doing
this? We're going to have to do that. Oh, my God.
See, intergender wrestling. Mike always has a problem with the intergender wrestling.
I
and that's
what can't deal with it. Well,
but we didn't know that, like, she
we
was
didn't know
professional.
She was a
then
professional.
Afterwards, it was like, and
they were like,
we're professional.
Acting.
And scene.
I think for all of the, like, Karma fans / Awesome Kong fans is seeing her, who you know her in the ring, and then in our show, she has, like, this Claire Huxtable style hair.
Wow.
They took out all of her dreads.
Oh, just wait.
It is so funny.
You can see it in the trailer, actually.
Yeah. It's just so funny because you're like, and she is like the nicest, sweetest human on the planet, and she's such a beast in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really funny. It was really interesting to get to see that side of her, you know?
Did you find yourself going back and finding more of her work
yeah.
and like checking that out?
We watched
yes.
a bunch of her fighting Gail Kim, and then Gail mm-hmm. came to
oh.
set.
Oh.
And I was like, Gail Kim is here. Guys. And like she was more like, why are they like, I can't believe they know who I am. Like, you know
wow.
what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
You fucking marked out. That's awesome.
Great.
Like, yeah.
Well, and then
they
we
fight
said,
each other so much, so it was like a good rivalry.
Yeah, she said her most like popular people request most, the other wrestlers request the implant buster.
Yeah,
and
Kia
so
does
we watched that
buster.
Thing like 100 times.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
it's
that. That's a move.
Oh, yeah,
it's a move.
It's where hilarious.
They, like, if I threw you upside down and then slammed you on your tits, if you had tits,
okay.
Mike,
yeah, sure.
I have small ones.
Then,
small
and then your implants would pop.
That's great.
It's so funny.
It's called the implant, but like
yeah.
it's on TNA.
You're taking a front bust. Wow. It's in WCW.
It was
Crush
a long time ago. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That,
yes.
I saw a clip
Wednesday.
Of her
yeah.
doing it on that. Yeah, recently. Women Crush Wednesday, yeah.
Worldwide, World Wildlife Federation and Women Crush Wednesday, yeah. Right, guys?
You remember those Monday night roars? It was either going to be animals or girls you like. Only one could win. It was a ratings battle.
Here's one thing about taking the hits is I don't mind taking a hit as much as giving. Like, kicking someone else in the chest is more nerve-wracking because you don't want to kick them.
Right.
Taking a kick, you're like, you know you're going to be okay, and plus you kind of control with your hands, like, where it goes and... Like, you tighten your abs. I didn't have any before.
She got one by the end.
Now I have one.
Got one?
Yeah. Oh, congratulations on your abs.
Yeah. I'm hoping for season two if it happens.
Yeah.
But getting, like, kicking someone else, that's more nerve-wracking. You don't want to hurt other people. Yeah. Getting hurt isn't as much the worry when you're fighting with each other.
But Kia kept being like, kick me, Kimmy. And I was like, I mean, I don't know, Kia. She's like, Kimmy, kick me.
She wanted you to, like, lay it in on her really.
She'll take
like,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, like, go, like, just a little, like, thing. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, it's like stage combat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But she's like, you gotta get in there.
Do you feel like with the training you've done and some of the filming that you've done, do you think you could work your way through an actual match in front of a live crowd? I'm not saying this to set you up like, well, congratulations, we put you at the armory.
Dare, we have it on tape.
It's on Sunday, Memorial Day Massacre.
We could definitely, I think we could.
I think we could. I think we could probably do one, but it wouldn't be like, it would just be choreographed, but I think we could totally do it. I mean.
Well, that was the fun thing when we were.
We ended up pretty decent by the end because we were wrestling every day for 5 months.
Even on our days off from shooting, we'd have to train. So, but we would, with our matches, it would be like, we'd talk about what we want to do, like, with the person we had to wrestle. And so some things were written, like, by the writers, because it would be, like, part of the drama of it.
Yeah.
But then in terms of the actual, like, how do we get from A to B, you're actually talking about, like, this is what I like to do, this is what I like to do, I'm uncomfortable with this, or my knee hurts, so I can't take this thing, you know, whatever. And then we, with the Chavo and the stunt coordinators would, like, come up with what we would do, and then we'd practice that a million times, as opposed to in, like, regular wrestling where they just do all the things they know how to do.
Sure.
Yeah. But I would say this about 80s wrestling, and it's very different than wrestling of today. It was definitely more scrappy, especially women's wrestling, a lot more hair mare stuff, and, like, it was just a lot more... I have never been so in touch with other people's crotches than doing wrestling.
Yo, for like real?
Wrestling. She's had sex.
No. I have a baby and I haven't even seen this many crotches. Yeah. But there is, I mean, like, wrestling is hilarious because you basically have to just accept that you're going to be in any crevice that anyone ever has. Yes. And wrestling is a series of just inserting your head in crevices or your knee in a crevice.
Sweaty crevice.
Yeah.
Arms, elbows, necks.
Yeah, Kia
crotches,
actually
knees.
Once when we were coming up with something and it's just going to be the background of a scene where she's like, just back your butt up into my face, like, and like smash, and you're just, I'm like, really? And she's like, just do it. Like,
yeah.
So there is a name for that move, so you know it wasn't just...
Yeah, no, there's a name for it. Yeah, she wasn't... This was all, you know, on camera, so it's fine.
It makes it legal, everybody.
Yeah.
I will, if for anyone who... I'm excited. I hope everybody watched the show.
Yes.
But one thing, if you should watch once and then watch it again, and you should watch Rebecca and I in the background of some of the scenes being total assholes.
Yeah, they let us do it. They'd be like, here, play with this, like, exercise equipment, and we'd use it in the wrong way.
Inappropriately.
As assholes. Our characters are kind of like just like fly by the seat of our pants, like party girls, like just
we're
really
like,
fun,
you know,
loving.
The 80s heavy metal girls, like we like Motley Crue and
nice.
Like our real people, not our wrestling persona.
So you
right?
like Motley Crue, and then in real life, in their real life, that you look like Motley Crue, like that's kind of the that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now that's all I'm gonna look at when I watch the show.
My hair is like my hair. So they shaved the rest of my head here, and then they gave Rebecca. Her hair was down here. She had bangs, and they cut off all of her hair and gave her a side mullet.
And then
they spiked up her hair every day up to here.
That's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't wait.
For podcast listeners, I'm holding my hand about a foot and a half above my head.
It's very high. Just trust us.
It's real high. It's so high.
I'm touching the ceiling. I think we can get higher.
So you guys said Gail Kim showed up to set. Did anybody else just, like, drop by, like, any other pro wrestlers actually come watch you guys?
Who played Johnny?
Johnny Mundo.
Oh, okay.
He made a little cameo, but he was there. He was amazing.
He was really nice. And I had never seen him wrestle, and then they were making fun of him because, like, I guess whenever he shows up, his hair like blows in the wind.
He's very regal.
He's just like a funny guy.
He's so glam.
He's a good-looking person. Very tall. Just
very handsome.
Like,
he's got more than one ab, too. He's got more than one ab.
Oh, my God.
He broke our ring.
Yes.
What?
He broke our fucking
running
ring.
The ropes.
It was
broke.
So crazy.
What?
And he bounced off the thing, and the thing broke, and then he just stood there like he didn't fall, and then he was like, "Sorry."
I mean, that is the beastiest thing ever. But after that, thank God, it was him who did it, because after that, they like reinforced the shit out of that. Yeah.
Were the ropes, were they rope or were they wire underneath?
They were wire, but they had a little extra padding.
Yeah, padding, because we put were all a little, bruised, so bruised, and we wear these. Yeah.
I really looked like a domestic violence victim.
Yeah,
it was just bruises on my shoulder.
No, Mom, I'm working, I promise.
So there is, and I know I talk about it all the time, so if you ever watch Total Divas, or as I call it, Toad Steve's, there is an episode where Eva Marie is trying to take her wrestling career seriously, and so she's got bruises all over herself. She was a wrestler for a while, and now she's out doing whatever she's doing. And she goes to a nice dinner with her husband, eating lettuce with her hands. She's a very fit girl, but she eats a lot of lettuce with her hands. And so she goes into the bathroom.
Like a taco of lettuce? Or just...
No, just like shoving lettuce. I'm healthy. And so she goes...
I'm doing eating all wrong.
I didn't know either. I had no idea. So she goes into the bathroom, and they don't bring the cameras in there because obviously they don't, but she's still mic'd. And a woman is like, "Hey, I just want you to know that there's like help available for you."
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah. Wow. And so she reassures the woman, and she comes out and she's talking to her husband, and she's like, "Wow, like, I've been doing so much wrestling that I look," and she's like, "and thank God, and it's so nice that woman took the time to be like, stay in the bathroom, blah, 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 sisterhood of women," but she was so proud that she looked so beat up. So like, so now when I think of like people doing like that initial training and all that stuff before, like, I mean, and you'll always wind up bruised doing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just think of like that and like all the bruises and everything that you guys have.
And even the fact that our ropes, at the first they weren't padded, and then they were like, "Oh, these girls are, they're not going to want them to look constantly like domestic abuse."
I mean, like,
they're
going to
be wearing unitards that are
The 80s were unforgiving. There was no Spanx, and also just everything was low cut, high cut. There was no like.
I lucked out because I had to wear tape on my knees all the time just because I was like, you know, new into exercising at all. And so I didn't have to ever just be like bare legged. Like I got to always wear leggings. But Kimmy, they just let her,
let her legs hang out. Fly free.
Just let them fly out.
There was this one outfit that was like, I don't know, it was low cut to here and then you tie around the bra. It was all one piece.
Sounds very complicated.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this was just like, they're like, "We replicated it from the 80s. And I'm like, "What the hell is wrong with the 80s? We wore multiple belts on top of each other."
Yeah. Yep. There were many belts.
Like, that's how
you might have to put a belt around your leg, maybe.
Got a leg belt? How's that going?
They would put belts in our dressing rooms, and we would be like, "Beth, which one do you want us to wear?" And she's like, "Oh, both of them."
And that's just for our character. That's when our characters are just working out, not our like wrestling persona.
Then you have your five belts that you put on for the show. It's increasing number of belts depending on
season 2. 5 belts. They're rich.
Yeah. It's the M. Night Shyamalan thing where like when there's red, you know that there's a dead person nearby.
Yeah.
But for Glow, it's the belts. More belts you wear, the more professional it's getting.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. I've decoded the show. I'm
perfect.
So proud of myself.
Yeah, you haven't even watched it. You don't need to watch it now.
But I'm going to just to be like, "I was right." Do you see with the belts? As wrestlers, what were your signature moves, would you say? Or the thing you feel like you mastered the best?
You know, something that I didn't get to actually do it on camera, but the thing that I could never have thought I would have been able to do, but then I did, was this like 3-quarter flip where basically Chavo, because I really did it with Chavo or the stunt coordinator, Shauna or Helena, but where they, how do I describe it? Basically,
you just flip midair. Like,
I just
you're
flip
just
mid-air.
Fucking flip.
The only thing I do is I like kind of touch.
It's like, I go like this.
Oh yeah, it's like she's going to throw me by my hair.
Yeah.
And then I sort of just touch the person's legs, and they use their hands to sort of guide me over, but it's like so gentle, and you do a complete flip in the air, something like you would do in the pool.
Right.
But you do it in the air onto a mat, and like When I saw that, I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to do that. And then I loved it so much so that I would always be like, can I do this? Can I do that? And, like, and I would just want to do it all the time. Yeah, and then
for Rebecca,
it
like,
was. I was like, oh, my God, I can fucking fly. Like, it's so cool.
Everybody had a moment where they were like, I can't do this thing. And then you'd see them do it, and it was like, this
cry.
Cast is bonded
like,
forever, man.
It.
That's awesome.
When you learn to wrestle with people, you're like, we are forever bonded.
No. Yeah, no matter, like, if they are stars, like us, or the underlings, like Alice and Brie. Yeah. Yes. Wait, tell them your move.
You know, I never thought. Do you guys know what a head scissor is?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. Like a flying head scissor.
Yeah. Right,
holy
people.
Shit!
I don't know if it's just like 80s specific or whatever, but when I saw that move, I was like, no way. I was like, the physics seem impossible. And like, we were just like, well, fuck it, we'll do it. And then the first time, like, I went around, I was like, I'm flying, wee! And then I, like, then you fling the person out of the ring, and then
yeah,
I did it.
Yeah, flung out of the ring.
Yeah, then somebody head scissors me, and I get flung out of the ring and onto the ground. And I really took to wrestling, you guys.
How do we miss it? We miss it so much.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Like, do you miss it? Is it?
We do.
You just want to go take bumps somewhere now? Like.
Yeah, I just wanted, like, I was like, maybe I should do, like, Krav Maga. I'm not doing it. I'm just doing Pilates. But I think about it a lot while I'm in my reformer.
Yeah. That core work's important. Yeah. Gotta get ready for season two. Have that strong core going.
It was really funny, though. Like, the just the simple moves are the things you kind of appreciate the most because you can have the most fun with. And in the 80s, everything was just a little slower, too. So really learning how to, like, milk those, like,
moments.
Headlocks and stuff and... Like, even just, like, hammer locks. You do, like, a shitload of hammer locks and then, like, reverse, 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 reverse. And then you'll throw someone on the ground, you know, and then just parade around a little bit.
So you guys hadn't been following, like, the current wrestling product really at all. I mean, have you found yourself digging into it more now that you guys have been wrestling?
Yeah, more of the women's wrestling, though.
What have you enjoyed?
Well, I've just been watching Kia stuff.
Okay.
And then I will watch Kia and Chavo stuff because we have like a personal investment with
them.
Yeah,
I watched a bunch of like Chavo things. And then I watched some Divas like sometimes. It's like, I like it a lot, but then, and if it's on TV, like when, like recently I was at a bar and it was on TV and then I just wasn't paying attention to anyone else and just literally watching wrestling and I never would have done that before. Now I really know what they're doing. Like it's so cool. Even if I can't do exactly what they're doing, I'm like, oh, I know what they're doing and I can see that. So I'm like, when I miss it, I watch old wrestling, like Glow stuff, and then like watch some Diva stuff. And we watched what is it? Lucha Underground.
I was just about to ask. Yeah. Oh, I was just about to ask if you guys are watching Lucha Underground.
Marty Elias.
Lucha Underground is my shit.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. And like Marty Elias, who's a ref on that show, and he was also a ref on WWE, he also worked with us.
He was our, what would you say? Like, our, he was the ringmaster.
I don't think that's the type.
You know, like in the circus.
But he also would give us tips on the like,
I don't understand wrestling.
Stay safe and, you know, he was just like an extra person. He also
just kind of
trained
like walked around mats,
ref.
Constantly being like, oh God, oh God.
That's
like,
Marty is awesome, by the way. He gets his own chance when he comes in for Lucha that don't wind up on TV.
Oh.
I've been to some of the live ones.
Oh, yeah. Yes, all the girls went to one of the live matches, and they were all there when everyone, like, he kicked everyone's ass and kicked them out of the ring. Like, they start
Marty!
Fighting in the ref. And
what does he look like?
Bald.
Oh, he's the PWG ref too, I think.
I think sometimes he might.
Oh, that's
it's all,
so
yo,
great.
It's all that kind of California.
You guys heard about PWG at all?
Yes, I have.
I think we talked about that, maybe.
Yes, because Reseda, is that where it's at?
It's in Reseda. Yes, yeah, Johnny Mundo wrestles on it occasionally,
yeah. Oh, okay,
too, but
cool.
It's like the best independent wrestling in the world. Right,
I was trying to go because they had one last weekend.
Yep,
right?
They did. I was
like
there.
Impossible.
I went.
It's impossible.
Yeah, no, they sell out quick. I got a guy that gets tickets. But I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, and
Kia
said Johnny Handsome, who's the chesty guy? Who's the guy?
Oh, you're talking about.
Oh,
I know who you're talking about. He looks like Paul F. Tompkins if he was a wrestler.
Joey Ryan.
Yeah, Joey Ryan.
Yeah, Joey Ryan.
Wasn't he in
the? He's on Lucha Underground.
Oh no,
yeah,
he does.
And I think he had a bit part in Glow too.
Oh yeah, we had a couple more wrestlers.
That makes sense. Joey Ryan feels like a very good, like,
oh my, he's
he feels
1983, like he's Taylor, like, personified.
Yeah, his wife.
Oh, she's also amazing.
Was that Candice?
No, that's his tag team partner.
Johnny
Gargano's wife.
Okay.
But his tag team partner.
Okay.
Yeah, they're part
of
the cutest tag team ever.
Then who is his?
It's a British wrestler whose name escapes
me.
I follow her on Twitter.
I have to say, I think Joey Ryan looks like Rob Delaney.
I don't know what Rob Delaney looks like.
Yeah, he looks like
he looks like Rob Delaney. Really funny stand up.
I'm sorry, I'm dumb. I don't know things.
You'll it's fine.
Okay.
You, I forgive you.
You know a Thank lot, you. Mike.
Yeah. I know some.
You're right.
You know plenty. Sorry. So for people who we have people who listen to our show who are just getting back into wrestling and may not have ever heard of GLOW. So for people who are just getting familiar, who aren't as familiar with wrestling, what's going to be their hook to the show? Because I know I'm super excited for it.
I would say it's a little bit Bad News Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, I don't know, for women at least, it's like very empowering to, you know, watch women be physical and empowered in a way, but at the same time, it also, if you're a fan of the 80s, like, it has a lot of funny, like, cool 80s references, and also deals with the politics, the gender, the race, the sexuality politics of the 80s, because it's from the people who made Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's it gets deep, but it's also funny, and we're fucking in it, so
so watch it, motherfuckers.
Yeah, this is number one.
But I think it's also fun to see the whole original GLOW was really like regular ladies who were gorgeous, but they were like mostly models, actresses who mostly weren't wrestlers, learn how to wrestle and, like, you know, and make this kick-ass show.
A lot
and then
of them got
it kind of really happened to us. Would you say?
A lot of them got, like, tricked.
They thought
right?
it was going to be a kids' TV show they were auditioning for, but when they got there, basically they were like, this is a wrestling show, and half the people left and half the people stayed. And then they learned how to do it. And it's that same thing of, like, seeing a bunch of regular people, like, Kimmy and I are regular people, and we actually learned how to wrestle. And so I think someone
Ignore
can relate to that.
Ignore our millions of dollars, our limos outside.
Yeah.
Our, just know, deep inside, outfits. We're normal just like you. Yeah.
We're normies. It's fine.
But it's the same trajectory. Like, we had the same trajectory that the characters had, and it's, like, really fun to see people, like, learn how to do something different and, like, the failures and successes.
And there are a lot of cool cameos by wrestlers that you would know from today's wrestling world, underground wrestling world, I'd say. And there's real wrestling. We did all of our own stunts.
That's awesome.
So.
That's awesome.
That's really incredible.
That's a killer cast. It's the two of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, you can
top billing.
Top billing.
Yeah, yeah. We can just stop right there.
You can we'll catch stop. Us for moments in the trailer.
You catch, go find, you know what it is? You don't want to show, like, if you're shooting a Batman movie, don't show Batman in the trailer.
Nah.
Say Batman for the movie so everybody can see Batman for the first time with fresh eyes.
I think that's how Hollywood works.
Everyone knows Alison Brie from Community, and they know her from Mad Men. But this is a role that she is amazing in, and she's just, it's like you've never seen her before. And then her relationship with Betty Gilpin, who plays like kind of her adversary, is they're incredible.
They are Jackie and a bunch of other TV shows. And then Marc Maron, he's like, it's like the part was written for, like, Marc Maron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he's a real dude.
Yeah. Like, and it's just, I don't know. It's
the chemistry of the cast. We got to watch a lot of the episodes before, because we did a lot of ADR, which, if people don't know what that is, it's like you additional dialogue recording. So, because we're in the background of a lot of scenes, because we're the only cast, so we're in the background of scenes.
Extras, really. So we're all in the background of each other's stuff.
We got to watch it, and it's just like, you're never sure when you're shooting a show if it's going to be good, because we bonded, we loved each other, we had the best time possible.
She's like, this can't be good, because we had too much fun.
It was too perfect.
And then we were watching some of it, and we were like, it looks so good. I think it's going to be good.
Wait a minute, are we on this show?
Yeah, I know.
Now, Kimmy, I want to put you on the spot.
Please.
In college, if I remember this right, we were both in Paper Bag Opera, right?
Indeed.
Now, this was an experimental piece of theater in which we wore giant paper bags and walked around in silence for like about an hour.
On stage?
On stage.
For people to watch.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how? Mostly Alta? Parents, right? Mostly
it was Michael
for parents.
Alta? It was Ian Scheller's thing that he put together.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there was a guy, Nathan Ryan, was an opera singer. It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
This will no doubt be way better. Right? What I'm saying is, you will not have to see that. I just wanted to get that out because in the world would we ever talk about that in a podcast?
Never. That sounds pretty incredible. Maybe we should bring it back.
I don't know.
Maybe season two. Maybe this black paper bag, who I played, shows up. The background.
Oh, they were different
around.
Colors.
Yes. was that
the production value.
Hold on, wait. This is the beginning of it.
Oh, no.
People were waiting in the lobby to get into the Black Box Theater. We would go wander around.
Of course
and
you did.
You would have this giant paper bag that you'd have to hold up, but you'd be holding little paper bags, and you'd give birth to them.
Oh, no.
Around the theater after you, like,
what
went in people's faces.
And I know Kimmy never did a drug.
Yeah.
So this wasn't
she's
highly
covering
done.
Her face.
I fucking hate theater school so much, you guys.
Yeah. Are you so glad you came in here to promote
man.
A television
I'm not gonna lie.
Show? You've worked
Mike,
so hard.
Mike looks so
I love
shocked.
This story.
But, like, Mike, I wish that was like, yeah, that's what theater college is like. I'm so sorry.
No. I believe it. It sounds like a lot of privileged people experimenting. You know what I mean?
And then sometimes me. And then sometimes me. And then I get kicked out because
yeah,
I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, you can clean out your locker.
I think the
you
epitome.
Took the bag off.
Yeah, take your bag.
Turn
off.
In your bag.
Turn in
Put
your
bag in your other bag and leave.
the epitome of white privilege was me playing a black bag.
Yeah, when I heard black bag,
you
I was
were
like,
just
what?
Like.
Fear of a black bag.
Fear of a black bag.
Fear of a black bag. Well, I'm scared.
Wait, I gotta sing this song. It's I was telling Danielle, it's we used to call Hal. We would sing, "It's delightful, it's delicious, it's Hal de Lublin."
That's fantastic,
so, fans.
Oh, it all comes out.
This happened.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
No, never be sorry. Please, you're
you
welcome
guys
to
host a podcast. Maybe you need a fifth podcast.
Let's do it. I want another podcast. I need a Baker's Five.
Yeah,
this will be it. No, I'm legit. I'm so I love Kimmy, who was always like a supernova, tons of energy, so funny. It's so great that we wound up in the same city and that you're on a fucking television show.
I'm here too.
About GLOW.
This is my college dream coming true.
I am so glad.
Oh my God, give me.
I
yeah,
never
no,
got on the main stage
great.
In college,
that's
Rebecca.
Perfect.
Yeah, she never got on the main stage.
Great
I'm
run
so
in.
Glad that your assistant Rebecca is here as well. No,
your car is coming in 5 minutes.
It's so cool.
Thank you, honey.
I'm so thrilled for both of you. It's so awesome.
We are so pumped. We are not taking any of this for granted. I just want to say that, you guys as working professionals, also to anyone listening, we're so pumped.
Yeah.
Like, well,
thanks for having us,
yeah.
too.
You deserve all of your success.
Yeah.
We're thrilled that you came in
Hell
to
yeah.
talk about it. Rebecca Johnson and Kimmy Gatewood. You mix up their names and I got really confused. I was like, did they get married and swap? I know, that's not true. No.
Although her husband has my last name.
Yeah,
too.
My husband's name is
separately.
Matt Johnson.
Yeah. No, I know.
Our
I know yeah. That's what got weird.
Yeah.
Kimmy Gatewood and Rebecca Johnson with the new Netflix series GLOW. The show debuts on June 23rd. Rebecca and Kimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God,
I can't
wait to watch this
wait.
Show.
Thank
We're
you so,
so
much for coming in. We're
watch.
So happy.
Where online should people be looking outside of Netflix? Is there obviously we should be following both of you on social media as you continue to talk about it. Where
Absolutely.
Do we go to do that?
Absolutely.
At Hello Rebecca, and my name is spelled R-E-B-E-K-K-A. So at Hello Rebecca on all platforms.
Yes.
I'm at Kimmy Gatewood, K-I-M-M-Y, G-A-T-E-W-O-D, Twitter, Instagram, follow me.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Get on it, people.
I'm doing it right now.
I am. I'm actually doing it right now.
That does it for Tights and Fights. We are a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. Our hosts are Danielle Radford and Mike Eagle, along with me, Hal Lublin. Our producer is Julian Burrell. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music as well, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter. When the show is live and you've seen it all, we're going to expect you to be talking about it in that Facebook group and saying how great both Rebecca and Kimmy were, in addition to everybody else, but mostly the two of them. Let's be honest. If you love the show, remember to hit those 5 stars on iTunes and share us with all your friends. And hey, when you watch the show on Netflix, give that 5 stars too. You can rate shows on Netflix. Don't forget, people. That's how other people find the shows. I'm so upset about it. But I'm also happy because I know you've already done it. Thank you so much to all the donors who make our show possible. And we'll be back next week for even more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Ties and Bites Podcast. Ties and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.